For our final tale, we're going to meet a very good friend of mine. Today happens to be his birthday, and he has one of the best birthday stories, in my opinion, and I've heard a lot. Interestingly enough, he was born on a mountain, but in order to tell this story properly, we must go back there. We will meet the people who were there when he came to be and find out exactly what happened to them. Let us return to the mountain, spooks and spookettes, and meet my good friend, Harold.
Hey, Thomas?
Yeah?
It's getting kind of hot.
You say that all the time. I swear you're looking for an excuse to get out of work.
Snuff, I'm thinking about the cattle. They look mighty thirsty.
All right, let's bring them over to the creek. We'll get them back over here in about an hour. Thomas and Alfred, farmhands, simple country folk. They are leading their cattle up the mountain to graze. Once they get up there, they will be there for 2 months before they make their way back down to the valley. It is an easy job. Roam from point A to point B with very little danger along the way. And the boys have plenty of supplies to last them the full 2 months. Like I said, easy enough. But it can get tedious. Ouch! What'd you do that for?
Because it was funny.
You keep poking me with that stick, I'll break it over your face.
Shucks, I didn't mean nothing by it. I'm just trying to have fun.
We ain't here to have fun. We told Harold that we'd be up there by nightfall. Not that Harold.
Oh, snuff Harold. Snuff you too, you killjoy.
Alfred complained about boredom. A lot. He complained all the way up to the mountain, even up through the first day.
Jeez, Thomas.
Hush up. I'm sick and tired of you complaining about being bored. Go up and fill them troughs.
I done filled them up.
We still got 5 other troughs to fill.
Oh, snuff.
Get to it and stop being lazy.
Oh, Thomas, I'm not being lazy. I'm just bored. We've been doing this too long. It's, what do they call it in school? It's mundane.
Well, I'm bored too, but you don't see me complaining about it. Besides, what can we do about it?
I got an idea. Let's make a scarecrow.
A scarecrow?
We used to do it all the time, Lou, to keep the crows out.
I know what it does, stupid. What's the fun in that?
I'll show you.
Just get back to work.
I'll do all this work if you help me do this.
Really?
Of course.
That's about 8 troughs. It'd take you all night.
Trust me, it'll be worth it.
All right, go and make your scarecrow.
Woo-hoo!
How we gonna make it?
All we need is some hay, some burlap, a little bit of twine.
Thomas and Alfred went inside and worked diligently on the scarecrow, despite the labor-intensive tasks that required their attention. About an hour later, they had a scarecrow. But something was missing. This is it? You took me away from my work for this stupid thing?
Well, now, hold on a minute. We ain't done yet. Something's not right.
Yeah, the whole thing looks like a raggedy.
It's called a Raggedy Andy doll, you dum-dum.
Well, we still spent more time on it than we should.
I know what it needs. Let's see.
Alfred looked around to find what he needed to finish.
And...
Well, hey, why'd you stab it in the face first?
Give me the pen.
What are you writing on its face?
Look!
What are you laughing at?
You know who he looks like?
No.
He looks like Harold.
My golly, you're right. Hey, Alfred.
What, yeah?
That's it. That's what we'll call him.
Our little Harold.
That's the Harold I was talking about. Harold the Scarecrow. Don't worry. The story isn't over yet, and I'm not totally off my rocker. I don't just associate with any old scarecrow. He seemed like a normal one at first. At the start, he was nothing more than an object of entertainment for Thomas and Alfred. They tied him up to the garden to scare the birds, and brought him in when it rained. They never seemed to tire of Harold, and when they worked in the garden, they talked to him. Hi, Harold! How are them vegetables coming?
Very slowly.
I tell you what, this will never get old. It wasn't long until it wasn't just playful. Sometimes they used Harold as a punching bag, taking out all of their anger and frustration on him. I'm getting tired of eating this stew. Why can't we eat anything else?
Old Harold couldn't afford to get us anything else. Speaking of Harold, you like stew, huh, Harold? Huh? You don't like stew?
Then why'd you give us a stew?
You're gonna eat the stew, I like it.
Well, why don't you try it?
Hey, Alfred, what are you doing?
Just some stew down the old windpipe. How about a little around the nose?
Oh, get his eyebrows.
How about his face? How'd you like the stew, Harold? Oh, it was terrible. Well, you better eat it, or else.
But the humiliation did not stop there. Ouch!
What's wrong?
Darn right gave me a splinter.
Dang it, Harold! What'd you make him do that for?
Did you hear that? Ah! Get in the house! Get in the house!
Thomas, come here to the window.
He ain't done nothing, is he?
I don't think so.
That was Harold. Harold grunted.
How could he grunt? He's just a sack of straw.
I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna throw him in the fire.
Wait. We don't know for sure. Let's not do nothing stupid. We only got a couple of days for a head back to the valley. For now, let's keep an eye on him.
You don't think he got a demon in him or something?
I don't know. Let's just wait a while. It might be nothing.
Okay. The next day, Thomas and Alfred set Harold in the corner of their cabin. Throughout the day, Harold kept grunting, but nothing more. They soon realized that Harold wasn't a threat. Probably just some mouse that got up in the straw.
That sounds about right.
They went back to their regular schedule, working and harassing poor Harold.
Hey, Harold, you care if me and Thomas use your arms for a sword fight? On guard, buddy. I can't get him.
Step aside. Let real man do it.
Let real man do it.
Beep. Beep. I can't get him. It's like they're attached to him.
Like a real person. Did he just...
Yeah, he growled. Let's back away.
Let's back away. Thomas, you think we've been on the mountain for too long?
Maybe. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
Let's check up on him. We finish up. I need you to help me load the troughs, the milk stools.
Wait, Alfred, look. Is he...
He is.
I was right. He got a demon in him.
What are we going to do?
Well, we got to put him in the fire.
We can't do that. He's bigger than us now. We might get licked.
Oh, you're right. We need to get our stuff and get out of here. We just need him to quit trotting. They waited for hours. And finally, Harold parked himself in the corner of the pasture. The boys made haste to get out as quickly as possible. Hurry up with them troughs!
I'm a-hurrying as fast as I can.
I thought you packed that cooking stuff.
I ain't had time yet.
Get in there and get it. I'll go wrangle the cows.
Oh, snuff.
Go!
Thomas, I don't see Harold.
Alfred, get out of there!
What is
Harold's
that?
On the roof!
Oh!
Quick, help me get the cows!
Forget about the cows. We gotta get out of here.
Well, we can't just leave them up here. Well, we gotta save them. Harold might try to get them all and make them into steak and beef tips.
Oh, snuff, let's hurry.
The farmhands were able to wrangle the cattle and proceed to make their way down to the valley. Keep looking. See behind us?
I keep telling you no. I ain't seen him since we bottled out of there. We're almost down the mountain now.
I don't want to take any chances. You think bullets will do anything to him?
He's just a bunch of straw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he needs that straw to keep him alive. It's like blood.
Oh, we're down in the valley now. I think we're safe.
Well, I reckon I'm going to be sleeping with one eye open for a while.
The same for me. Do you think we should tell?
We don't tell nobody what happened. And believe us.
I don't know. I think...
If we tell anybody, they're going to think we were drunk.
Well, he might be waiting on us when we go back.
I bet you he won't even make it through the winter. He may have to eat. Besides, we don't know if any of that stuff was even real.
What are you talking about? He crawled on the roof and tried to get me.
Yeah, but don't they got a name for it? Don't they call it cabin fever? Yeah, we got so bored that our minds played tricks on us.
I tell you, we weren't drinking a drop those last 2 months. There's no way we're going crazy.
You ain't hearing me, friend. For the sake of our haul, this was our imagination running crazy. You get it? The faster you accept that, the better we are.
Okay, Thomas. Now that I think about it, I think you're right.
See there?
It don't make no sense for a scarecrow to just come alive.
That's right.
Golly, we're dumb, ain't we?
I reckon sometimes we are.
Next time, if I get that bored, I'm just going to bring my cards.
Unless Harold gets you first.
Maybe he'd like to play too. Did you hear that?
No. No, I did not. I didn't hear nothing.
It sounded like he...
Don't you say it. Come on now, Alfred. We was doing good.
Yeah, but I know that sound real well.
Don't give in to it. You know it ain't real.
Who are we kidding? You seen what I seen. You know what it is. Harold falls down the mountain.
Shut up. He did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
You gonna tell me you didn't hear that?
Hush. I ain't gonna listen to you. I need to check on the cows.
I'm gonna go with you then.
You stay away from me. Your cabin fever's rubbing off on me.
It ain't a real fever, dummy.
I don't care. I don't want to be around you. Now don't get...
Please don't.
Hush.
Please come back. Harold, if you're listening... Don't get me. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear Lord, save us all.
What's wrong?
The cows, they're all dead, packed up and slaughtered. Their innards are slung out everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're in a lot of trouble. There ain't no way we can go.
Thomas, look.
What?
There's somebody coming down the mountain. It looks really, really big.
Maybe it's the varmint that killed our cows.
Or maybe it's Harold.
Ah! Oh, dear God, he's twice as big as he was.
Shoot him.
I'm too far away from a rifle. Now, wait a second, Harold. Let's be reasonable. Well, we were just messing around. We didn't mean nothing by it. We was just trying to be funny.
Oh, Thomas, no! Oh, no, Harold. Why'd you have to rip him up like that? We didn't do that to you. We just shot you when your back was turned. It's you, Harold. Our boss. Our dead boss come back as a scarecrow. It was quick. We didn't want you to suffer. Still, I know why you're upset. I'd be pretty mad, too. I'm so sorry we killed you, Harold. I'm sorry we brought you back just to spit on you as a stupid scarecrow. But please, I don't want to die. Please let me live. I won't do nothing bad as long as I live. Please. Please.
It was said many centuries ago that those who are faithful in little things are faithful in larger things. And those who lack faith in smaller things will lack faith in larger things. Such as it is the same logic when we apply this to the treatment of our fellow man, or vampire in my case. Thomas and Alfred, their treatment of an inanimate object was a glimpse into the evil these two men were capable of. These seemingly comical bumpkin farmhands are prime examples of what evil can look like. Simply put, it can look like you, or me. Probably not me. Harold, formerly a rancher, who was murdered in a most cowardly fashion and subsequently robbed of his property, and then reborn as a scarecrow. So when you see a scarecrow in this most festive Christmas season, be sure to wish him a happy birthday. It might be Harold. He actually lives in town. I'm supposed to meet him after the show. We're all supposed to meet together, and at the restaurant, they're serving fried crow. You're all invited to attend if you'd like. But with that being said, that's all the time that we have this evening. If you like Count Rahun's Feature of Fright, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Google Play. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Count Rahun, and like us on Facebook. Before we leave you entirely, Spooks and Spookettes, let me leave you with some final words of comfort. If what you have seen and heard this evening has left you perplexed, or even downright horrified, allow your count to put your mind at ease. As the temperature outside cools and the ghosts from the past arise to haunt us, there are two ways to deal with them. Ignore them, and hopefully they will return to their graves, or we face them and exorcise our demons in order to move forward. It is the sad truth that ghosts come and go, but they can be cast out. At the end of the night, this is entirely up to you. It is your choice to continue to be chained by unwanted spirits or to break free. Whatever your situation, wherever you are, heed my words of wisdom. For whether or not you believe in things that go bump in the night, there are such things. Yeah, I say this at the end of every live show, a good cast is worth repeating a lot. So ladies and gentlemen, our wonderful cast and crew, Mr. Will Lasley, Mr. Alex Maynard, Miss Amanda Caperton, and of course our brilliant Foley artist and sound engineer and herald, Mr. Charles Schroeds. Be sure to join us next month, January the 16th. We will be doing a live show at Nick Newton's and Spinelli's at 7 p.m. No admission, but I can't get you a free slice of pizza, I'm sorry. But be there. We have two new stories never before released, and we will have our first live interviewed by a vampire segment. It's my little, it's the part of the show where I talk to people who have some sort of horror-related project. Next month, we have Mr. Jeff Wedding, who is the writer-director of a new indie horror film called Tennessee Gothic. Should be very exciting. So, and remember, starting next year, we're going to be doing monthly live shows at Nick Newton's and Spinelli's. We'll also be having auditions every month for the next show. So if you want to do the February show, if you're a voice actor out there, come and audition with us next month in January. Also, sort of breaking news, we will also, starting next year around March, I believe, we will also be doing live monthly shows at Third Coast Comedy Club in Nashville. So two performances, you'll be able to see us and all of our horrific comedic glory. So have a safe trip home tonight, Spooks and Spookettes. Thank you so much for coming. We know it was cold, and I heard that there is a flu plague going around, so watch out.
Ladies and gentlemen, please thanks to the wonderful, amazing, talented Count Trahoon. And thank you for coming.
All right, tear down.